The drought has dried Lake Travis so badly that in some parts you can almost walk across it by land. More than 4 million acres in Texas were scorched by wildfires since 2010. In other parts of the country, a hurricane pounded the East Coast and rain soaked the Ohio River Valley, causing historic flooding along the Mississippi River. These are examples Luke Metzger from Environment Texas is using to make his point.
You can't tie any individual event to global warming, but what we are saying is that these kinds of events, like the wildfires, are a product of a climate system that has been heavily influenced by global warming and is, in effect, loading the dice in favor of more frequent extreme weather events.
Environment Texas has a report out that says more than 80% of Texans live in areas that have been hit by recent weather-related disasters. They're experiences that have not gone unnoticed by curious young students who question why weather acts this way and how it happened. But those students are required to be taught theories of climate change denial alongside mainstream scientific views on global warming. That's because a curriculum change implemented by the State Board of Education a few years ago.
We do. We talk about El Nino and La Nina and all of that.
Ross Ann Hill is an eighth grade teacher at a middle school just outside of Lubbock, an area struck by severe drought and agricultural losses. Hill is also the president of the Science Teachers Association of Texas.
When we're talking about environmental things and so forth and glaciers changing over time and so forth, sometimes it does come up. And sometimes the students are very polarized. That's a funny word there to use for that. Truly because I don't think there's enough education out there.
Gail Gant teaches seventh grade at a private school in Houston. She's head of the Texas Earth Science Teachers Association.
It's kind of mentioned in conjunction with other things, so it's not an in-depth course, which I don't think you'd have until you got up to maybe that senior high level would go in more in-depth with it. Or in a college course.
Earlier this week, documents were leaked from the Heartland Institute, a group of leading climate change skeptics. The documents laid out Heartland's plans to spend $100,000 to develop an anti-climate change curriculum for public schools. Meanwhile, a group that has promoted the teaching of evolution in public schools will start focusing on climate change as well. The National Center for Science Education says on Monday it will begin monitoring how climate change is taught in the United States and push back against those who seek to deny it. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.